have a cheetah got its spots by Tanner Hickson. In the open savannah of Kenya, the animals gathered to witness the tournament of cards. This was an event which would determine who would be king. Each animal group sent their best card player to enroll in the tournament. They were all required to bring paper and a pen to write their score down. The former winner, the mighty lion, stood up tall on his pride rock. He let out a loud roar. Let the games begin. The zebra challenged the lion. The rhino challenged the cheetah. The crocodile challenged the hippo. And the buffalo challenged the elephant. Then the eliminations began. Although the animals gave it their best shot, they were no match for the lion and the cheetah. They were the two keenest animals that made the final round. For the final round, all the animals came to see who would be their new king. Everybody was rooting for the cheetah because of his bright, beautiful golden fur. Before the game started, someone had to shuffle a deck of cards. The cheetah asked the lion if he could shuffle, and the lion replied yes. As cheetah was shuffling, the lion caught him looking at the cards and taking the good ones for himself. The lion let out a mighty roar and said in an angry voice, "Cheetah, you have cheated in this important tournament, so you shall be punished." Lion took out his pen and scribbled black dots all over cheetah's beautiful fur. All the animals gathered around to hear lion's announcement. The lion ridiculed the cheetah for its dishonesty. Then the lion persuaded all the animals to put a black spot on the cheetah each time he cheated. The lion proclaimed to be the winner of the game, declaring himself king. All the animals bowed down to him, recognizing his strength and wit. From that day on, the lion and cheetah became great enemies. The lion used cheetah spots to his advantage by making cheetah more visible during the hunt. The lion consciously persuaded the cheetah and was oftentimes successful because of his great strength. As a result, cheetah learned that his only chance of survival was to be able to outrun the lion. The cheetah ran further and further until it was the fastest animal on earth. Not even the lion could catch him. The cheetah continued to deceive the animals. He would lure them in with his good looks and charm, only to trick them into getting close enough to make them a tasty snack for him to enjoy. Along the way, the cheetah gained more and more enemies. The hyena was particularly fond of pairing up with the lion to hunt down the cheetahs. Soon enough, the cheetah found refuge in the lush bushes of Kenya. It is very rare now to see a cheetah in the open plains running freely. Ever since that last tournament, the lion has held title of king.